Hello. So we're back here with the next session from the Digital Services of the University of Jyväskylä. I think Pekka is also already here.
Hello, here I am.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we will start with a video by the Digital Services. So if you have any questions during this video, please write them in the chat. And then at the end, after the video, we will answer them. Okay, so let's start with the video. Thank you.
Yes, please put the video on and also put on the English subtitles to the video.
Yes, we're ready. Great.
Digital Services maintains, develops, and supports the use of digital solutions at the University of Jyväskylä. Most important channel for digital services is a webpage. Help.jw.fi. From that page, you will find forms to our services. Nice. Your services and report incidents. If you need help, login and view the report and incident form. You can fill the incident form with a login, but then the email address you give will be registered as your username. And then you need to set a password for the help you. Please login with your
You can reach us over the phone in number +358 for Finland 14260 3600 weekdays from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Service desk is located in the wing of Sports Building L, the wing that reaches Road Keskussairaalan tie. Room number L170. Since March, we have been serving remotely from home offices. We plan to open service desk on August 17th. Service desk L170 is open weekdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Username. Username is managed at OMA, Personal Information Management Service. I recommend using address sso.jyu.fi, where we will gather logins for various online services. You can reach OMA also with address account.jyu.fi. I assume you have already registered, or student services have registered you, and you have your username and password. If you do not, please contact Digital Services Service Desk, preferably via webpage help.jyu.fi. If you have Finnish social security number and Finnish Netbank authentication or Finnish mobile operator mobile ID, at both webpages, sso.jyu.fi and account.jyu.fi, lower right corner, there is link register that you can use to register. Lower left corner, there is link forgot your password that you can use if you forgot either password or username. If you do not have Finnish social security number and Finnish mobile ID or Finnish Netbank authentication, you need to contact JYU Digital Services Service Desk in case you forget your username or password. Please let digital services and student services know if you gain a Finnish social security number at any point. We need to update your student data when you do. Username is set when registering the first time. If you register JYU again later, the old username is activated again. Username is automatically created from letters or syllables of your name. Username must be unique. If default combinations are not available, system automatically adds other letters into username until unique username is formed. Username will stay the same even if your name changes. If later registration accidentally creates a different username for you, please contact service desk. You'll need all your studies and credits under single username. Keep your contact information up to date in OMA, page personal info, email address, phone number, and home address. Please note that your personal email address is an address we can reach you if there is a problem with using ISAMail. Do not save your student.jyu.fi address as personal email. User account and email page, you'll see your username. And when was the last time you changed your password? Here you choose which email address you use as default contact for your student affiliation. It is possible to use your personal email address from outside university, but we recommend using ISAMail provided by JYU. ISAMail address is firstname.initial.surname. @student.jyu.fi. The actual mailbox is username@student.jyu.fi. You can see it when you are logged in ISAMail. The full name long address is an alias that is directed into that mailbox. Should your name change, new long address will be made with the new name, but also the old long address will remain active. And also, the mailbox name is a functional email address. Email sent to all these addresses will arrive into the same inbox. Long address is like a name sticker on a mailbox. There can be multiple. You log in ISAMail at isamail.jyu.fi with your JYU username and a password, short username. Not any form of an email address. You can reach student Google Apps from ISAMail mailbox by clicking 9 small squares icon on top right corner of the mailbox. If you chose a default email address for your visitor status before studies begun August 1st, go now to OMA and choose default address for your current student affiliation. If you are a doctoral student and want to apply your department for a staff email, contact service desk. Services. Staff, students, and different visitors. Each affiliation has different rights and services that you can activate and deactivate. Services end automatically when affiliation ends or affiliation's grace period is over. When you choose ISAMail, ISAMail and Google Apps services are activated. Use your JYU username and password to log in at isamail.jyu.fi. When logged in, choose top right corner icon, 9 small squares, to access Google Drive, Google Apps and other Google Cloud services. With Microsoft Office 365 cloud services, you can use Office software in a web browser. You can install Microsoft Office to your own devices, and you can use also some other Microsoft services. After you have activated Microsoft Office 365 cloud service, you can log in at office365.jyu.fi with your username at jyu.fi. Add at jyu.fi to your username. Password is jyu password. You will see icons of the software you can use in browser, and you will find a drop menu, install office. www directory. This you need only if you make yourself a web page into JYU web server. Pages are done on your folder at karahka2.cc.jyu.fi Unix server, so you need also Unix shell server logon, right? On campus computers, you can edit your web page content in Drive W. Web pages will be visible at users.jyu.fi/your username. Unix shell server logon write allows you to access Unix servers like Jalava, Halava, and Karahka 2. Activate this only if you know you need it. There is some 20-minute delay, so wait after activating before trying to use Unix servers. Affiliations. Affiliations page shows you which affiliations you currently have with JYU. Start and end date of each affiliation. If real end date is later than end date, this affiliation has a grace period when some rights remain active. Staff grace period is 2 weeks and student grace period is 2 months. For example, graduation ends student status and your user account expires after 61 days after graduation. During that time, copy any files you need to save into your own storages. Make sure that ISAMail is not the contact address of any web service you want to continue to use, because you cannot recover a password into a closed mailbox. Change your password from time to time. If you suspect your password has been leaked, revealed to someone else, react by changing the password. Length of password is from 8 to 30 characters. We recommend using over 10 characters. Passwords must have capital letters, lowercase letters, numbers, and special characters like dot, comma, plus, equal to. When changing password in OMA, change password page, you type your current password in box on top of the page and new password twice to the boxes on bottom of the page, twice to root out any typo errors. You use the same centrally managed JYU password to multiple services. And please do not use the same password in services outside of JYU. Here is an example of a passphrase with two or more capital letters, two or more special characters, two or more numbers, and two or more lowercase letters. Long enough to be slow to crack by hackers. Remember your password by heart. It may feel difficult in the beginning, but when you use it daily, it gets easier and you'll learn to type it quickly. At campus keyboards, they are Finnish, so look at keyboard to make password that is easy to type with a Finnish keyboard. Scandinavian letters are not allowed in passwords. And remember, do not tell your password to anyone else. Most of the services provided by JYU use the short username. Like campus computers, JYU student wireless, vpn.jyu.fi/student VPN connection, and all our web pages. Microsoft services use your username at jyu.fi. So if you need to log in Office 365.jyu.fi, or if you need to activate your Office package or new of Word, if Word, Excel, PowerPoint, or Teams asks you to log in, use your username at jyu.fi. Visiting other universities and research facilities, you may see a wireless network called EduRoam that you also log in with username at jyu.fi. And still, you use the same JYU password. If you are using a Haka login, please check out that you are logging to University of Jyväskylä. You might find Jyväskylä University of Applied Sciences, which is another institution. It's not us, so please do not try that one. If you are mapping a network drive U or W into your own device, you need to use your username at ad.jyu.fi. When setting ISAMail to some email clients, you use your username at student.jyu.fi. But if your JYU password doesn't work there, you need ISAMail mobile password, and you can create that at oma@account.jyu.fi page, user account, and email. Usually, long ISAMail address is not used for login, but if you use that email address to register some web page services, please do not use the JYU password, not even if the service is connected to studies. Phishing. Contacts where someone tries to get you to give your username or your password or your personal information, it is called phishing. For an example, if you get a message or contact like, go log in JYU services quickly or something bad happens, then somebody is trying to scam you. Web pages may look identical to JYU web pages, but when you log in, your username and password go to the cheat has made a look-alike web page. Instead of clicking on links on suspicious messages, go to the service the same route you usually do, thus avoiding the pages that the cheaters are trying to direct you into. And if you realize, if you suspect that your password has been revealed, leaked, log in OMA and change your password. Pages where sso.jyu.fi or account.jyu.fi. If you log in, contact the service desk. And if you have Finnish NetBank authentication or mobile ID, you can use forgot your password on those pages, sso.jyu.fi and account.jyu.fi, lower left corner. Information security. We often ask your username, but no one else but you needs to know your password. If someone asks your password, you are being scammed. We have a JYU web page shortener service, r.jyu.fi, where long web addresses are shortened into few letters f r.jyu.fi/. Please read our information security web page at r.jyu.fi/capital David, David, capital India. Please read right of use and user identification web page at r.jyu.fi/capital Alpha, capital Golf, capital Tango. Please use antivirus software and firewall software in your own devices. Backup important files using cloud storage, external hard drives, memory sticks and memory cards. But remember that memory sticks and memory cards break easily and can end up in washing machines. Campus computer network drive private home U is automatically backupped space. It is quite small, but keep a copy of important files that are under work there and drive you. And remember to sign out from campus computers when leaving, so someone else does not gain access to your files or cannot impersonate you. Printing, copying, and scanning are managed by University Printing Service, Yliopisto Paino. Their webpage is r.jyu.fi/David, David, capital kilo. Near all campus buildings have a multipurpose machine. Bigger buildings can have multiple multipurpose machines. These multipurpose machines can be used to print, copy, and scan. There is also a small number of network printers that can be used to print only. You log in multipurpose machine with your JYU username and password. You can activate a radio frequency ID card, like a JYU student card, to be used as a login key. Network printers work only with this kind of key. There is no keyboard in those network printers to log in with. You need to have money in your printing quota, in your printing budget. JYU provides 7 euros per semester, which equals circa 100 black and white A4 papers. In Finland, the standard paper size is called A4. If this 7 euros is not enough, you can transfer money into your printing quota at web store payments.jyu.fi. There is a link, print quota purchasing. Pricing. Printing and copying black and white A4 paper costs 7 cents, two-sided paper 14 cents. Printing and copying a colored A4 paper costs 30 cents, and two-sided costs 60 cents. Scanning is not free, it costs 2.5 cents per page. And scanned files can be directed to Isamail or a web folder called ScanJobs. You can print from campus network computers, and there is also a print by email. A PDF file can be sent as an attachment from Isamail to address printit@jyu.fi, and it ends up in printing queue. Work in printing queue can be printed out from any multipurpose machine or any network printer at campus by logging in. Remote studies. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, most of campus has been closed from March to July, but studying and graduating continues. For remote studies, most important tools are Moodle.jyu.fi learning environment, Koppa.jyu.fi course and study material share, kirjasto.jyu.fi, where you can click on YukDoc and log in to Finna to use ebooks, jyufi.zoom.us, web conferencing service, and from office365.jyu.fi, you can go to Teams group work. Note, Teams invitations need to be made with recipient email address if Teams internal invitations do not get through. So if Teams internal invitation doesn't work, try with recipient email address instead. And even while campus was not open, students have been visiting campus for controlled exams that can be reserved from address exam.app.jyu.fi, and those exams are done visiting Mattilanniemi building Agora, room AGC221, and at Seminaari Mäki Proxima building, room SEMX150. When meeting face-to-face has not been healthy, people have video conferenced with Microsoft Teams and now more and more with Zoom. Even large remote lectures have been held through Zoom and group meetings for large and small groups. Depending on group size, you usually interact by asking questions in Zoom chat screen, by typing, or having turns in speaking through microphone, or in small groups you can even have all participant videos on the screen at the same time, multiple videos at the same time. Larger groups can be divided to smaller groups using breakout rooms. Look for our Zoom guide in Help You webpage at r.jyu.fi/Zoom and there choose English. Please frequent New Student Handbook webpage at r.jyu.fi/orientation and remember Help You webpage help.jyu.fi for contacting digital services. On behalf of University of Jyväskylä Digital Services, all new students, welcome.
Hello. I'm typing the addresses. There was a question about what about using Mac. So I would say that using Mac computer, there should be no bigger difficulties in handling studies with Mac computer. There are some small differences in software. Some software is not exactly the same on Mac computer and few programs are not available on Mac, but basically there should be no bigger problems in using Mac through studies. And we have guides about how to use our services and there are some Mac specific guides. First place to look would be this help.jyu.fi and also digital services webpage. I'll write the address to the chat there.
Yes, and I wanted to answer to the question, are we going to have the slides of this presentation? Yes, we will.
Yes, and these are also visible at MoniViestin, our own video service.
Yeah, and we will put the link to that in the orientation website so that you can find it easily from there. Then there's another question.
Well, actually, I'm not sure that for what would you need the username and password before the studies begin if you are coming in January. I'm not an expert about the studies. I know more about the usernames and passwords and our services. But what about our international services? Do you come up with any ideas where would you need our usernames and passwords before you come to study in January?
Unfortunately, no, I don't believe so, but I'm not sure I am the right person to answer this question. Yeah, I am not sure you would need them before. And
I believe that the international office has been recognizing people and telling the digital services when people have been identified and we have been sending out usernames and passwords to the identified people. And if you are not yet identified, I think that you need to talk with international services how to become identified and then we can send you your username and password.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a degree student, I would recommend being in touch with the admissions services. So sending an email to admissions@jyu.fi if it is about the identification process still. And then we will send the information to the digital services. Yes.
I will look for Martina's question from help desk. So,
okay.
I probably will be back to you through the help you service.
Then there was a question that would be a general question about emails, about the middle letter in the email address of a student. Is it always the same or does it change?
No, it can be changed before you. So basically, if you have multiple names, it usually offers an initial from your second name, and even it forces an initial even if you don't have a middle name. So then you usually can choose any letter you want. It usually just offers, it duplicates your first letter there as an initial if you don't have a second name in our system.
Okay. Yep.
This presentation is already visible in MoniviestIn, so it can be rewatched at any time, and international office will put the address up into this orientation page, I believe.
Yeah, we will put the link to the video on the orientation program website as soon as possible today.